Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with mothers and daughters at the round table, mothers and daughters around the world. It is a beautiful morning this morning. I'm telling you, every day you get up, you just got to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day. You know, prepare your mind and your spirit and soul to deal with whatever's coming up to present itself in your life this day. Again, just want to say thank you for being on and tell them getting everything lined up here. You know, when you're dealing with technology, it don't always work the same way in which it should work. You know, sometimes it challenges you, but you can, you know, you work through it. So, again, good morning. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm here at the roundtable with mothers and daughters around the world. And before we get into so much of what I want to talk about, let me just bring in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Father God, I just want to thank you. I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for choosing me to be the vessel in which you use to speak to mothers and daughters around the world. I release myself to the Holy Spirit that whatever is said this morning will not be my words, but be the words of the Holy Spirit, that it may touch the hearts of mothers and daughters that are in the midst of making decisions, decisions that will affect them, their families, and even down generations throughout the family, their daughter's daughter, and their daughter's daughter's daughter. So you're talking about, Father, four generations that just the thought of the mother can affect. But Father God, we just ask you for clarity, we ask you for wisdom, and we ask you for understanding and to guide us and lead us. And those that are on the airways today, that they hear something that will just be another piece to the puzzle of their life that is designed for your will. And we thank you for Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Yes, this morning we are talking about the most important part of our life. What is it that makes us tick? What is it? And another part to that is, why are we here? Why are we here? You ever thought about that? I mean, just sit around and think about that. Why am I here? What am I made of? What's the operation system? See, if you can get to that level of thinking, you can get to God. But sometimes we're so busy. We're so busy trying to keep up with everybody else, or so busy listening to things that are conflicting on the news, that we just get so confused. And sometimes we make wrong choices based on someone else's information or their opinion on a certain topic. Once you receive that information, then it enters into your mind, and now you've got to deal with it. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So what I want you to do before you sit back, relax with your favorite drink, I want you to, when I say drink, juice, coffee, It's too early in the morning. But I want you to text or call every woman that you know. When I say woman this morning, I'm talking about the woman that represent mother and the woman that represent daughter. And that is inclusive of every woman, because every woman is a daughter. And she has a mother and daughter story. Every story is unique. Every story is different. There's no two mother and daughter stories the same. It's impossible, because there's no two people the same. So therefore, when I say mother and daughter, it's encompassing all women. Because most of us, as women, we think alike. We have similarities because we came from one mother, and that was Eve. So get on the phone and text them and say, listen, you want to hear about how to get inside of your head and how to make the right decisions and not have to worry so much about, am I making the right decisions? Because you will have the skills that you need to operate out of your mind to make the right choices. Ask them to call 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078. And later on, when I get to the switchboard, you know, if you want to join in on the conversation, please, we love to hear what you have to say. This is not a Dr. Bessie show. This is a God show. And all of us are on equal footing. There's no star here but Jesus. So, you know, let's share our thoughts. Let's help each other come together as mothers and daughters to unite, because all we, you know, we're in this together. All we have are our intro conversations, our thoughts, and how do we penetrate those into each other's mind for the good, not to tear someone down, not to make them feel bad, but for the good, okay? So now get your pen and paper, and like I say, your favorite drink, sit back and relax, and our stimulating topic this morning is inside the minds of mothers and daughters. Now, this is a piece I've been working on, and as I was thinking about what are we going to talk about today, it popped up, inside the minds of mothers and daughters. This is something that we'll be doing when I go out. We're going to do a speakers tour, and it's called the Risk Takers. The Risk Takers are at, are you taking risks in your life? And most people say, well, I'm not a risk taker. I like to live close to, you know, the line. I don't take risks because I'm afraid if I take a risk and I fail, then that's not going to be good for me. I won't be able to handle that. But in reality, every second of every day you're taking a risk. You're risking your thoughts that you're going to live to the next second. You don't know that. You're taking a risk. You're taking a risk that God is going to do what he said, that if you serve me, you have a long life. You're taking a risk. You're taking a risk every time you make a decision. Am I making the right decision? Being a risk taker, it's just living and trying to figure out what's the best choices for any given situation. You don't have the outcome. So anything that you don't have the outcome to, you can't take a risk. But when you take that risk, you want to take that risk on the Word of God. So therefore, you know in the end you're going to be victorious. And sometimes in between it may not seem like it. It may seem like everything in the world is going wrong. It's like a whirlwind. What you thought was going to happen didn't happen. And then all of a sudden you're just so confused because, you know, if you've seen a tornado when things just, oh, turn around, spin up in the air, and you're thinking, wow. Not what I thought. But you got to take a risk on the Word of God and say, you know what? He said, and I'm going to believe this. See? That's risking, taking a chance, knowing inside, even though I don't see it, I'm going to risk and hold on to that mindset that I receive what the Word said. Again, I'm Dr. Bessie, and I'm here at the Roundtable, and I'm here every Saturday morning, except something extreme happens, and we deal with different topics. We have guests occasionally, as the Lord put on my heart. We love to hear your story. If you have a story to share, somebody out there want to hear it. Someone want to hear it. I love it when I have a guest because then it gives diversity. It gives another thought, another perspective for mothers and daughters. I can't carry it all. I don't have it all. My job is just to facilitate this conversation, and I love it when people click one at the end and they're waiting to give their participation. Let's make it ours. This is an hour show because mothers, we've all experienced different things, and Lord knows whatever you've gone through, it may have been looked to you like it was the worst thing in the world at the time. Or even when you think back on it, you say, wow, that was too embarrassing, Dr. Bessie. I just don't want to tell that to anybody. I don't want anybody to hear that. I'm just going to keep those intro conversations and that situation within my head, and that's it. I'm not telling anybody. And that's okay, I guess, if that's what you want to do. But somewhere along the line, got to take our mess and turn it into our best. And, you know, and so whatever we do, that's the testimony. Testimonies help save someone else. Well, think about that. And if it's something in your heart and it's pulling at your heart and asking you to share it, then God wants you to speak to someone because he knows who's on the line. When I get up and I say on Saturday morning, we're talking to mothers and daughters around the world, that's literally talking to mothers and daughters around the world. The internet, that's what we have. This thing is it's amazing. It's amazing, the technology, and we all know that you can click send an email and a person get it within 2 seconds. I mean, you know, it just bothers your mind. And so can you imagine? I don't know who's out there. They send me some numbers sometimes, and I look at those numbers, and I'm going, okay, I don't get excited about that. I just know whoever's on the line are the ones that's supposed to be on the line. And God will speak to those people. I believe I get texts, I get calls. Constantly after the show, people talking about that was a good show, I got this, it helped me, I needed to hear that, you know, thank you, that was perfect for me today. All of those kinds of things that just let me know we are doing the right thing. And if it's just one person that gets it. So before we get into the meat of our show today, I want to talk to you a little bit about who we are, and because we have newcomers coming on each week, and so we can't assume that everybody knows. We are on Blog Talk Radio every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, and that's Eastern Standard Time. Need to say that now because we are doing some things that are not always Eastern Standard Times. We are on KOUS 96.3 and FM in Monroe on Wednesdays and 11:30. The young lady there, we're keeping her up in prayer, Lady A, on the things that is going on with her. You know, they had the floods in Louisiana and damaged a lot of her equipment there at the radio station. We have the Gospel Gems, old-time gospel music every day. We are on there somewhere. We are on 75 different radio stations that carries us out, plus 786 million people throughout the African USA radio. So God has been good to us. We've been on for 6 years. And it's growing. So I don't know who's out there. Can you imagine the number of people that's hearing us on Saturday morning? People out there that know that we have a mother and daughter radio program that I've never met, probably will never meet all of them. I can't. It's impossible because we don't know how far it stretches and who's on and where. But let me say to you, I appreciate you coming on. I cannot do it without you. I love the fact when you email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. That's DRBESSIE, the number one at gmail.com. And send me a note. Just say what's on your heart. I mean, you know, I take it from the good, bad, or the ugly. It doesn't matter because whatever it is, it's going to help make the program better. And I thank you for that. Well, our most exciting event is coming up, and it's very close right now. It's May the 19th. I think May the 1st is tomorrow. And we have only 19 days, a lot of things going on here. We're going to be up in the mountains of North Carolina. and it's going to be an exciting, exciting time. It's concentrated. It's not just your average retreat. It's going to be concentrated. Each person is going to be taught and contacted in dealing with their personal lives and what they want to accomplish. So it's not like you're going to come and just leave and you heard some words. No. And then we're going to follow you from the retreat and that training, all day Friday training, all day Saturday, mother and daughter, grandmother, granddaughter, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, you know, stepmom, stepdaughter. It's just going to be concentrated training on the mother and daughter relationship, no matter what form that is. If you are a woman and you are the most influential person in a young girl's life, then you are taking the role of the mother, and that includes you. So we're asking you to go to the website, mdbn.org. That's mdbn.org. Sign up to come to the conference. We have very low spots that's inside the cabin. So if you need to, email me, and then let's talk about if you're coming up for the day or the hotels are on there, that you can book the hotels and also be transferred back over to the cabin. It is a cabin-like atmosphere, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to like going to Grandmama's house. So if you have additional questions, like I say, just email me at drbessie1@gmail.com, D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, the number one, @gmail.com. Our stimulating topic today is inside the minds of mothers and daughters. We are basing our program from a biblical verse in Ezekiel 16:44, as is the mother, comma, so is her daughter. And that in itself is all that needs to be said. You think about that, mothers. As is the mother, comma, so is her daughter. So if God said that, then that means what? Whatever we do, whatever we, how we carry ourselves, all of those things affect our daughters. And if it affects our daughters, just imagine, she's doing what we've done, then it's going to affect her daughter, which is your granddaughter. And this is why I tell mothers, I said, you know, it's not so much about you and your daughter. You have to think about you and your daughter and your granddaughter, see? I don't want to say that because it may sound kind of confusing. What do you mean, Dr. Fletcher? You just said it was about mothers and daughters, yes. But I want you to include the granddaughter. That's what I'm saying. You and your daughter getting along to a degree or not getting along, you know, work on the relationship so you have balance, so you have honesty, can grow spiritually, physically, you know, mentally. Just, you know, make sure that you have a balance in there. No one is going to be on target all the time. Doesn't mean that you're not going to disagree with each other. It's the way that you do it. It's the way that you do it. My daughter and I can disagree. And back in the day, you know, we both yell and scream at each other. But as you grow and become Christians and growing in your Christian life, you know, you drop off that. You know, you don't, that's an old habit that just kind of drop off. So, you know, now when we're walking along and talking, if we get to the point where we're going to disagree and I feel that the enemy's trying to get something started, you know when he's trying to get something started because you feel it in your stomach. You feel it coming up inside of you. He wants to get something started. He wants to bring division between you and your daughter. And you've got to say, no, I resist you, Satan. It's not going to happen. And you as the mother have to set the example. Because once the daughter see how you set the example, how you control the situation, she's being taught. She's learning how to do this in her life. So when she has a daughter, when she sees it, she won't have to go 10 or 15 years to learn this. She would have learned it before she had her child. So now in the beginning from birth, she's going to learn how to deal with the daughter and how to handle the situation without getting upset. You see how early your granddaughter's going to get a different type of relationship. When we were younger, maybe just didn't know any better, trying to figure it out. But that's why the Bible says in Titus 2, the older women must train up the younger women. Because God is looking at, if you're an older woman, you have gotten past, should have, some of your old ways. Now you are mature, you have wisdom, you have understanding. Share that with the young girls, and it'll keep them from going down the same path that we went down when we were young. And even though our parents were telling us, we still made some decisions, you know, we thought we knew it all. And you'll find that in every generation. When a girl gets around 13, 14 years old, you know, her body and hormones and everything is changing, she wants to challenge the mother sometimes. And in some cases, in my case, back in the day, you knew not to challenge your mother. You knew that. Did it mean I didn't want to challenge her? Did it mean I didn't try in my own little way? No. I tried to challenge her, but I knew how to challenge her. And then I knew when I got that look, that was it. Mm-mm. I shut my mouth. But today, kids will challenge you. If your daughter's challenging you, then you have got to be the one to take control of that. And sometimes you have to back away. You know, don't irritate the child to that point, you know, especially when you're yelling and screaming and cursing and carrying on, and then you've done that for years and years and years, and then all of a sudden the daughter's challenging you, then you wonder what is wrong with her. She's only mimicking what she has learned over the years. And we have to understand that you can't kill her. Let's stop right now, and it's still time. You can turn it around. You can turn it around. You can look at your daughter and say, you know what? Let's start all over again. You know, this is not working right here. So let's look at a plan and create a whole new model for you and your daughter. Don't look at what the Joneses are doing with their daughter, because it's a whole different situation. You don't know the inside scoop. You know, you don't know. Maybe Miss Jones was playing soft music when she was pregnant. Maybe she was meditating, and maybe she was doing all this stuff, and her baby just came out very calm. And then look, you say, well, I don't know what happened to my baby. Think about your 9 months. What did you go through during that 9 months? Was it a lot of activity? Were you upset? Were you fighting, cursing, talking? You know, what was the temperature of your pregnancy? See, that determines the outcome when the baby comes into the earth. And those things are still into the subconscious mind of the baby. So when we're talking about inside the mind of the mother and daughter, we have to go all the way back to conception. That's where it begins. A lot of times people think it begins once the baby is born into the earth realm. God said, for me, I sent into your womb a clean spirit, untouched, unblemished. And I placed that spirit inside of your womb, and with that spirit, it was covered with bones and muscles and skin. And the eyes came in, the fingers and the toes, and you know, the lips was formed, the ears, the hair started growing, the formation came around and did what? Housed that spirit. But in the meantime, it's connected to the nourishing, I'm trying to get this out, getting crazy here, nourishing part of the mother. See, whatever you eat, the baby is getting part of that. Whatever you think, the baby is getting that. Whatever you say, the baby is getting that. So there's no disconnect. So young mothers out there, even if you don't have a child, let's just go to the young daughter. Before you even get pregnant, married and pregnant, you will notice information. That's what's going to make the difference, and that's what's going to help us to raise up a whole new generation, to raise up a whole new generation. Is to get inside the mind of mothers and daughters. And that's deep within itself. So we are starting off with shaping the thoughts of our daughters. Do that, mother. You have the power. It's what you say that makes all the difference in the world. you could say one word to a child, and that child can grow up to be the most intelligent, smart child in the world. And when I look at something like Little Big Shot with Steve Harvey, I look at the child, and I'm thinking, this is a three-year-old child. He knows how to play the piano. Mind-blowing. This is a three-year-old child that sings like they've been here before, that does things that is just like impossible, 7 years old. They didn't have enough time on the earth to consume those lessons. But yet they played with perfection. And you wonder sometimes, what was the parents or the mother thinking? What was she doing? But I look at it, I said, look at you, God. I look at it as an expression of God. He shows that I am in everything. And in order for a child at three to do this, you know it's me. It's me. Look at me. The God within that child to demonstrate the power and the authority and the wisdom and the knowledge that we have and the gifts and talents that if we just work on them. And you may say, well, no, that's the way God just made that child. You know, my child didn't get all that. No. He said, I have no respect of persons. So I don't have the answers. So don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say I know. I don't know. I'm like you. I'm just thinking. But I know one thing, that we have a chance to create a very intelligent being from the time of conception by the input of words, thought, vision. And when that child is manifested and burst into the world, it becomes their reality, and their reality will be shaped and formed from whatever perspective the mother is thinking. Now that, we know, is the truth. For the newcomers to the show, you know, they say, well, how do you get to talk about the mind? Well, I'm a Christian clinical psychologist, and I specialize in mother and daughter relationship. I've been doing that for a while. I've seen and heard some stories. Trust me. And it's so diverse that it's amazing at the clientele and the things that they come and set in front of me, and they're trying to figure out. And when we get down to the, what they say, the meat of the issue, I discover that it's something that happened when the child was small, between the ages, I would say between the ages of probably 5 and 8, something happened. If something happened during those years, they hold on to that. It becomes a part of them as if it's a, you know, a keepsake, a blanket. You see a little child won't turn loose that blanket. They hold on to it. It's just, it brings them comfort. Well, if a child decide that the mother did something to the brother and the brother seems to be treated better, she loves the brother better than she loved me, once that thought get in there, that thought is a seed. And that seed, those words are seeds. And then those seeds start generating thoughts. And once she starts thinking about it, and the more she think about it, and see the enemy got a seed in her mind of doubt. And so he works with that mind. Time he wants something, she let him have it. But when you ask for something, she always say no. And so the child doesn't say anything. Now we're inside the mind of the child. And she's thinking, and she's watching, and she's measuring. And that's 86,400 seconds in a day. And she's a little girl, and she's watching her mother. She hear her mother talking on the phone. She hear her mother talking negatively about someone. She hear her mother and dad fussing. She hears different things, but she has this one thing that she's measuring everything by, and that is, she doesn't really love me. She doesn't love me. So now she holds on to that, and that thing just grows like lilies in a field. And all of a sudden, one day, he's about 12, 13, 14, that's that age. When they figure I'm big enough, I'm strong enough, I'm grown enough, and I'm just going to let her have it. I'm going to let her know how I feel. And then one day it comes out, you never loved me anyway. You always loved my brother the best. And that's what's happening. And mother's like, what? Yeah, that's it. You know, you always treat him differently. And I know some of you might say, come on, Dr. Bessie, come on now. That's such a small thing. No, I'm telling you, it's just that small. And if you think about it yourself, when you were a kid and had siblings, how many times have you watched your mother and the relationship with one sibling over the other? And I'm put this out there because this is the truth, and this is what mothers have told me directly. I've had a mother tell me, I have my favorite. Out of all of my children, I have my favorite. I'm like, excuse me? Yes, I have my favorite. I said, how can you say that? Because we get along better, we're closer, we bond. I have my favorite. I have four children, but so-and-so is my favorite. Now, can you imagine, mothers, what the child feels like when there's a star among you and you're never going to get in that position? As a child, that's the way you feel. How do I get there? Why is he treated different from us? Or why is she treated different from us? How do I get into that spot? So they're constantly fighting and battling within their minds, trying to get inside the mind of the mother to say, hey, look at me. How do I get to be that? How do I get to get in that position? And when they really can't figure out how to do it, then there's another spirit that comes on, and it's called hate. And it comes through anger, comes through distrust, dislike, and before you know it, you're 45 or 50 years old, and you have an 80-year-old mother that you don't really want to take care of because you never really put your conversations together, and she never really knew how you really felt. You've been pretending for all of those years. So how do you get inside the mind of a mother and daughter? You get inside the mind of the mother and daughter with an honest conversation. Now I want you to just imagine something for a moment. Put the mother and daughter side by side, looking straight ahead. You see them? Okay? Their heads are side by side, ear to ear. The mother has an intro conversation going on in her head. And the daughter has an intro conversation going on in her head about each other. But no one has taken the time to sit down, to have an honest conversation, to find out what is on your mind. What do you think about me? What are you thinking about me? Mothers, take that gamble. Take that risk. Ask your daughter, what do you think about me? Not necessarily, how do you feel about me? No, what do you think about me? Because what you think will generate the feeling. Have you ever stopped to ask your daughter that question? Daughter, ask your mother, what do you really think about me? See, what you want to do, you want to get inside that thought. And first of all, most times people want to say something like, what do you mean what I think about you? Think about what? See, that is the avoidance. Yeah, the one to avoid getting into that conversation, because if you get into that conversation and you get into it correctly from the heart, you're going to hear some things that you might not want to hear. But I guarantee you, once you get into it and open it up and examine it and talk about it, it will release you. When those wounds heal and close back up, you're going to walk away with the best mother and daughter relationship you possibly can have. But most people are afraid to take that risk. They are afraid to get into that conversation. Because that conversation is not anything easy to get into. It's a hard thing to get into, but you got to want it. You got to want it bad enough to say, I'm not having my best relationship with my mama. I really want to get to know who my mama is. Who is she? How many times have I talked to women that is still struggling with their mother and daughter relationship. We had a young lady on the program a few weeks ago, maybe about a month ago, and she's 52 years old. All her life, she's done everything she possibly could to impress her mother, to get her attention of her mother. Why won't you talk to me? Why won't you be in my life? My mother have other children. She's an only child from, you know, I guess from the first marriage. But her mother has some other children. And they seem to be getting along just fine. But she cannot get the attention of her mother. And later discovered what? The things that she heard was not the truth from a child. And now at 52 years old, she's hearing that she was abandoned. Not that her grandparents came and took her from her mother. She was abandoned. She was left. And someone called the grandparents and they came and got her. So now you're dealing with abandonment. You see, television producer, very brilliant woman, excellent at everything that I've seen that she's done in her lifetime, in the demonstration that I'm seeing now. But there's a piece missing. The question, why did you leave me? What was on your mind when you did that? Did you have a reason? See, sometimes you just want to know. Because the mother might say, you know, at the time, mentally I was out of it. I couldn't handle it. You want to hear something? Tell me. What was going on in your mind when you decided to just leave me at somebody's house and not come back? What were you thinking? That's what we want to do. We want to get inside the minds. And once you get inside the mind of someone, and if they will release the information, the truth will set you free. That's what we're looking for. As mothers and daughters, we are looking for the truth. And when we don't get the truth, we'll pretend that we're okay. We'll say, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm just going to let that go. I'm not going to worry about it. It is what it is. It is what it is. Well, what does that mean, it is what it is? No, it's not it is what it is. It is what you pretend it is, because you're still thinking about it, and you're still processing it, and you're still fighting those intro conversations within your head. That's that ongoing conversation in your head. You're still trying to deal with those conversations when they come up. Sometimes you're just running along and everything is good and you're happy and you find this peace and you just think, okay, I've overcome those issues. I'm good now. And then all of a sudden, one day, it jumps right back front and center of your mind and it becomes the dominating intro conversation and you start all over again. How many of you can relate to that? You know why it comes back up? Because you never dealt with that intro conversation. You never asked the question that would answer the conversation. It's going to keep coming back over and over and over and over again until you address that issue. Sometimes, you know, from the old school, they would say that, you know, what happens in this house stays in this house. Whatever it is, we're going to sweep it under the rug and act like it doesn't exist. But that doesn't mean it goes away. It doesn't. Because whatever you try to hide, it will come into the light. Light is the truth. Darkness cannot hide the truth. And sometimes you're 60 and 80 or 60 and 90, mother, daughter, and the truth come out. And a lot of times it come out on a bed when the mother's getting ready to leave here. She wants to talk. I want to tell you, baby, before I leave. I always wanted to tell you. And you want to say, please, don't do it. But yet something in you yearn for the answer. and she wants to share what she's hidden for all of those years. Because what? She's trying to make peace. She wants to go home. Don't wait till you're on your dying bed to try and make peace. You may not even have the luxury to get there. But if you would just stop today and say, you know what, I'm going to turn this thing around. And you know what it is, Mother. It's not the door. It starts with you because you're the one that was here first. You're the one that created whatever environment you were living in before the child got here. So now I say, Mother, you're the responsible person. So if we take that and take that responsibility, whatever is going on in our daughter's life, you can pretty much say, I spearhead that in some way, some thought. You know, we don't know inside of your head. I can't get inside of your head. You in there. You know the truth. You know when you see things coming up in your daughter and it brings back a memory in your mind. You knew what you were doing. All I'm saying is, it's your responsibility to somehow figure, you know what, it's not her fault. Because keep in mind, she came here, pure, innocent. At conception, you started creating in her mind thoughts and visions through words. And she entered into the earthly realm, became her reality. All she knows. It's what she's heard, what she felt, what she ate, and it all came from you, directly to her. It's a tough thing to do, but you got to do it. I remember one time when something was going on in my daughter's life, and it hit me, and I started crying. And I said, God, please forgive me. I'm the one to blame. I'm at fault. Because I didn't know how to teach her what she needed to know in that area. So I'm at fault. Forgive me. Help me help her. Because our daughters only have what we give them. And I know education is key. And I know they can go out on the internet, and I know they can read a book. But there's nothing better than a lesson learned from your mother. You will forget that book. You will forget those words on the internet. But you will never forget a lesson learned from your mother. You will carry that to your grave. You will pass that on to your children. And your children will pass that on to their children. A lesson learned from a mother, and that just can be one word, good or bad, will determine the outcome of the mind of your daughter. So if you have that kind of power, then why not use it for the good? Why not use it for the good? Because what you say deals with what we're talking about this morning. You are planting seeds inside the mind of your daughter. And they will stay. If the daughter tried to plant a seed in the mother's mind, see, you've been around long enough. Your ground could be hard. It just bounced off of you because you know better. But when you talk about fertile ground, soft, innocent ground, those seeds are going to soak in. And they're going to take root real quick. So you're inside the mind and then the brain. And when you said to yourself, what is the mind? What, you know, Dr. Bessie, you're talking about the mind. What is the mind? But just let's just clear this up before I leave and go to the switchboard. The mind is your brain. It's your intelligence. It's your mentality. It's your common sense. And most of all, it's the understanding within your head. That's what you're dealing with. And that brings us back to a stimulating topic, inside the minds of the mother and daughter. This is not a course on the brain. This is a light introduction of how the brain works within the intro conversation and how, you know, in most areas of the brain and the intra conversation interacting, people have to make a decision. You have to make a decision. And you can make a mistake if you don't know how to manage those conversations. Those intro conversations will keep going and coming and so fast at you, you just choose one real quick without even thinking, and later to find yourself say, what? Something told me not to do that. How many times have you said that over the course of your life? Your spirit said, no, don't do that, Bessie. I already chose it. Later to say, when it comes back, something told me not to do it. Now I know the Holy Spirit. So we have got to take those something told me not to do it moments and share those with our daughters. Baby, before you make a choice, think about it. Go to God and talk about it. Don't just make a decision. Sleep on it. Get up the next morning. If you're still not clear, don't make a decision. You see, now that we are older, we can share that with our daughter. But the most surprising thing, most of us, our mothers used to tell us, you better think before you make a decision. You can make one decision, it's going to change your life. But usually that was around don't get pregnant back in the day. Oh, that was the ultimate thing. It wasn't about you making decisions to be the best person you could be in your life, how to become bonded with God, how to spend time with God, how to know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, little of that. But the main thing, and don't even talk about wealth, there was very few conversations about wealth. Only the wealthy taught their kids about wealth because what? That was their conversation, intro conversation. And so now we are out here, and I'm guilty of that because I didn't know how to teach my daughter about wealth. You know, it took me years to understand about wealth. You know, we all said we want to be a millionaire. $1 million is no money today. But that's just something that people say because they think if I had $1 million, then I would be free. No, if you know how to build wealth, you would be free. So I often say, God, you know what? I wish I'd known what I know now then, because I know more now. So I am saying to God, let's start all over again. Give me an opportunity. And I've got to train my daughter. I told my daughter this week, we are going to have wealth classes in our family. My grandsons need to know. We have got to change the image of our intro conversation by going inside the mind. What do you know about wealth? What do I know? Let's come up with a conversation so that our grandchildren will know. My grandchildren and your grandchildren, which will be my great-grandchildren. So we've got to get inside each other's mind in order to find out what's in the heart. And then we got to address those things in the heart. I did a show a few weeks ago. It was about the heart of the matter. Until you get to the heart of the matter, there's not going to be no renewing of the mind. In order to renew the mind, you got to get inside the intro conversation. And once you do that and you ask the question and look for the honest answer, then and only then will you be able to understand. All right. Thank you very much. I got a caller here. I'm going to open up the line. Good morning. Good morning. 0029.
How you
Hello?
Doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
How you doing, Dr. Bessie? I'm doing fine. I'm just enjoying you as usual.
Thank you. So how are you feeling about inside the mind of mothers and daughters?
Well, you gave me homework. You gave me, it was like the Bible. It was like bread, something I could, you know, take in, live off of. I mean, it was deep. And I do believe, you know, everything that you said, and it made so much sense. And mothers and daughters really have to open up and talk and find out what's going on in each other heads because you can be, you could see your mother, you could see your daughter, and she could have something going on, and you don't even know unless you ask, unless you try to get in. Because sometimes, you know, they have a block up, and sometimes they don't want to tell you what's going on because they don't want to worry you and stuff like that. And you could, like, really save their life, or you could really make life much easier for them and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I know me, I keep a lot of stuff inside me. I don't, you know, a lot of stuff that's going on with me, I really don't want to, you know, burden my child with it or my grandchildren with it. I keep that inside. But if they would, you know, say, come on, Mom, what's going on? You could talk to me, open up and stuff like that. And I said, well, maybe I could let her have a little bit of it. And then sometimes once you start talking and you feel comfortable, it just come out. And then the person, your daughter or the mother, can make it so much better when they say, I may not solve the problem, but I know a man who can. And once you pray together, mother and daughter pray together, it's all over. Because once God got it, he will work it out. And when two or more gather together, that's awesome.
Go ahead now. You'll preach.
No, you done did the preaching, Dr. Bessie. You done preached today. You got us like,
awesome. I'm awesome. And I'm going to take it to another level. And I'm coming to your caller. Hold on one second. I'm going to take it to another level. The other level is, you know, my daughter and I did communion this week. The Lord just told me to do communion with her. And I thought, wow, how powerful is that? And when we took communion, she said to me, Mama, she said, I feel different.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, she looked different. I said, and God just took us to a different level. Just think, if you and your daughter take communion together, I'm asking everybody out there, just do that.
Mm-hmm.
How powerful is that? When you're standing, see, we're standing for some things.
Mm-hmm.
When you're standing for your relationship, when you're standing for your grandkids, when you're standing, take communion. This Jesus, you know, we remember you. And we're just going to do this because we remember you and we love you.
Let me ask you a question. Did you did it at church or you did it just between y'all two?
In my house, between the two of us.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard getting my daughter to church. That's why I asked you.
Oh, do it at home. You ain't got to go to church.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Communion. I take communion basically every day, sometimes twice a day.
Wow.
It just depends on what I'm going through. So you don't have to go to church. People think you have to do it once a month. No, God, Jesus said, whenever you do this, remember me. Break this bread, eat of my body, and drink this wine, remember my blood. So whenever you want to remember him, whenever you want to say thank you, that's the closest way you're going to get to him.
Mm-hmm. My pastor have it every Sunday after church. We do it once a month in church, but anybody who want it more can come. And every Sunday, I'll be trying to make it down that aisle before they leave.
And get to and put it in your house, and you can do it then. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for your words. I appreciate it. Let me get to the other caller so we won't take over the show. Thank you. Love you.
Love you.
Yeah, that was teaching right there. Now, I'm telling you guys, that was a good word. Let me see here. Good morning. 623. Good morning. Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, I don't know who that was. Caller at 407, last number 6223. I'll try you one more time. I'm hearing you. I really want to get your comment. Let's see. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, I guess they're busy and not hearing it. But anyway, I just want to say, so when we wrap up here, that the most important thing is that I want you to take away from the show this morning is to get inside the mind of your daughter. Whatever you need to do, mother, to make that happen. So, so hard. But it's no harder than raising a child. And a lot of mothers raising children by themselves, you have to strategize, you have to do. And sometimes your daughter just want to hear the honest truth. You know, I was a single mom. Do you know the things that I had, the decisions I had to make when I was a young girl? I didn't know how to make those decisions. That's where I made my mistakes with you. Just start from there. But we made it through. Look at you. You're beautiful. You're smart. You're intelligent. And I just want to apologize for the mistakes I made along the way. And when you get that open, then you're going to open up a conversation. Is there anything that you want to know? Is there anything? And if it gets to something that you can't deal with, mothers, fully at that moment, you know what you say? I understand what you're saying. I want to pray on this so that I'll know the best way to answer it. You don't necessarily have to answer the question right off the cuff and say something and don't know how to say it. Tell them, let me pray on this. Let me ask God to give me the words so that I can best share this with you, because it's so important to me that you get this. And so talk about some other things. Taper that and come back to it. And I guarantee you, if you have to write it down, get you a pen and piece of paper, the Holy Spirit will tell you what to say. And if you don't have to do nothing, but just give it to her. If you can't say it, give it to her. These are my thoughts on those issues. And I wrote it down. And you can read it at your convenience. You see, get inside her head, either through your verbal voice or on written pieces of paper. But most importantly, do it, because it's not about pride. We only have a short time on this earth, and you don't want to leave here or get on your dying bed and then start saying, I wish I had it. See, this is the time now. That's why we on the radio program. That's why we're talking. God is saying to you, I'm sending you, not the bestie, not me, the person to be so great about. I'm sending you a vehicle. I'm coming through. I'm telling you, get it straight now. Don't wait. Don't wait. He said, you know, the guy that was went to heaven, and everybody, just about everybody heard this story. He said, Lord, I was praying and I was waiting on you. What happened? I kept saying, people come by, hey, Joe, come on, in the boat. He on top of the house. No, inside the house on the porch. I'm waiting on Jesus. Somebody else coming in a helicopter. He on top of the house. No, waiting on Jesus. I said, I sent you a boat. I sent you in a helicopter. So God cannot come in spirit without a body. So he's coming through my body, like he wants to use your body to speak to his people. And he will use us to speak to a segment of people that are assigned to us. So he's speaking to you, mothers. Get it right and enjoy the good of your mother and daughter relationship. Hold on, I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show. Get in the mind. You got to go inside to know what's happening in the heart. Have a great week. God bless you. Bye-bye.